is very accommodating. That's nice.
That is true.
You know, whatever. That way, this way.
They're not particular.
No, you know.
However you want to do it.
Whatever turns your crank.
It is turns your crank.
Sure, yeah, that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Dude, I might actually make it through the afternoon. You brought me coffee.
Brought you some really awful black coffee.
Unsweetened.
No. I can't take unsweetened, no anything. I need all of everything to put in my coffee.
Gotta have the super, super sweet.
Yep.
That's what we were talking about yesterday. I mean, I don't like sweet drinks either. Alcohol, it's gotta be, man, it's gotta punch you in the face. That's what I want.
But why?
I don't know. I don't
want to get punched in the face. That's not cool.
Well, just by alcohol and coffee and stuff.
I'm not down. All right. As long as it's only that.
Humans, not so much.
Give me five.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every day at 5 o'clock, we play five songs with a theme.
Today is can. Is it can or can't?
It is can.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to do can't tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, if you can today, hit us up. If you can't, then maybe tomorrow. Come on, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, of course.
I like boobs.
Right, not cans.
Boobs.
No, not cans.
Oh, no, let's do that instead. That'd be better. Just I like kidding. That idea better.
We're going to have you tell on bad drivers in the 4 o'clock hour.
Ah.
You have friends.
Right, oh, yeah.
You have friends, and you always talk about them behind their backs.
Yeah.
So-and-so is so bad at driving. Oh, I can't. Always tailgates, goes too slow, whatever it might be.
How many people do you know that you would never ride with? Friends of yours that you would never get in the car again with?
Right. Ever? Oh, I'll drive. Yeah, no worries.
No, it's not going to happen. Yeah, exactly.
We have People Are Dumb on the show today.
Yep.
We have One American Dollar.
Yeah, I think you're going to get this one. I think you're finally going to get...
Finally going to win a dollar?
It's been a minute since you've won a buck.
Been.
Yeah,
been.
I think you're going to do it, though.
The long minute.
Yeah.
Why are orcas attacking... humans. This is awesome.
They are getting orcanized. I read that somewhere and I was like, I hate it. And it's been stuck in my head ever since.
And is it out now or is that going to continue on?
I hope so.
Plus, we got tickets for you to go to Disney's California Adventure with us on August 24th. That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
And it's a 2 for Tuesday. Couple Now from the Dead. Sending out a ripple to two people. Lindsay, who was last seen getting on a bus with a bunch of deadheads and not seen again. And Jay Elvis. And his pals who created the most perfect, just perfect 80s. Capture the 1980 more perfectly than anybody else. Thank you for doing that, sir, J. Elvis.
I know that I am in the minority here, but Grateful Dead suck.
Kevin doesn't appreciate that music.
I'm sorry, I don't.
Dude, we all have a list of stuff, I know. Man.
Everybody has their own list. Stuff people hate stuff that I like. Yeah. So that's
what? That can't be right.
Yeah. Money?
Yeah, cash.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey.
You know, let's do it.
This time you need to take this dollar and break it down into quarters because your subject is the most popular 1980s arcade games. And the ones that are still around, like if you go into, you know, these barcades now, which go in and have 57 beverages and they have all the old school consoles and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
I actually owned a couple of these, so I'm a huge fan of these.
One of them.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right. You know, when I was a kid, my sister used to work in a casino, so I spent a hell of a lot of time in the arcade.
Is that they had arcades in
that's
casinos?
Where you stick kids.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. That was the babysitting hours?
Yes, exactly. So I still like to play.
80s arcade. Games.
80s arcade games. Ones that are still around, getting played a lot. Six guesses to get four.
I used to have a full-size Galaga machine.
Did you?
So that is one guess.
Where on earth did you get that? That is correct.
You.
Number four on the list.
I got that from my neighbor. He didn't want any more, and I was like, what? Get it to me.
Yes.
So I had it in my basement.
Right.
Let's see. 80s arcade games.
80s arcade games.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong is...
correct.
On the list, number six.
Thank you. Better be.
All right.
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man. Well, you know, I don't know that one ever got played very much.
Yes.
But it's not number one.
That's three. What?
You would think it was number one, but it's not.
Huh.
Yeah, it's number two on the list, actually. Remember this?
Oh, you know what?
Horrible song.
Loved it. Always loved it.
I know,
it's
right?
It's awful.
I had it on my jukebox, actually.
I would say it's awful, and I loved it.
Yeah, I had the 45, and it's on my jukebox.
Got bad, really. Man fever.
Name the band.
Oh, no idea.
I know, right? I wouldn't have known.
Who is it?
Buckner and Garcia. If I get on the 45.
It sounds familiar once you say it, but...
All right, one more, and you got a buck, dude.
I am going to guess, and I think this is different.
Yeah.
Miss Pac-Man.
Ms. Pac-Man.
On her own.
Yeah, that's actually my favorite Pac-Man game.
Same.
Yeah. Not on the list.
Oh, that's bogus.
It is on the list. That's totally bogus. I think you still see that a lot, though, but apparently not enough.
Wow, I'm out now.
Are
Pac-Man,
you?
Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man, Galaga, Donkey Kong, Frogger.
Frogger!
Yes!
Yay! Wait, I got a little song here to play for you.
He won a dollar.
I'm so proud of you.
Frogger!
That's very, very good. That's wonderful. I still play Frogger. I have it.
Do you really?
Yeah, I have this. One of the, you know, they have these ridiculously tiny little consoles now that have 5,000 games.
Oh yeah,
in
I
them.
Saw that in your house.
All the classics. Yeah, yeah.
But you were just charging me. I thought that was weird.
Number 10 on the list was Donkey Kong Jr.
Oh, you're kidding!
Rampage from '86. I don't remember that one. By '86, I was hardly ever in the
Rampage.
Casino. Yeah, I
don't know that one.
Casino. I mean, in the what do you call it?
Game room?
Arcade. Thank you. Yeah. Frogger from Sega. Actually, that was a Sega game from 1981. Before it, you know, went moved on and they started doing the home units and stuff. And the other one I didn't know, Gradius, G-R-A-D-I-U-S. That's from 85.
I don't know that one either.
Space Shooter. There's only two I didn't know. Donkey Kong, you got at number 6, Q-Bert.
Q-Bert!
I love Q-Bert.
Of course.
He was swearing all the time. It was hilarious. You could make him commit suicide. Galaga, absolutely my favorite game ever, arcade game, 1981. You got Tetris was number 3.
Tetris, of course.
Pac-Man was number 2 from 1980, which is weird. And number 1... And people forget that it was an arcade game originally, a console. Mario Brothers, not Super Mario Brothers.
Oh.
Mario Brothers.
Interesting.
And that is still out there in a lot of places.
I wouldn't have come up with that ever.
I don't think I would have either, because no, I just think of Super Mario Brothers, Nintendo.
But I'm rich.
Yeah. Suckers.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A pilot of light plane chased by military jet drops drugs in flight.
Cocaine Bear Part 2. The Revenge.
The pilot of a private plane who was apparently coming from Germany into France.
Okay.
And everybody apparently knows, if you're flying, that it's restricted airspace near a nuclear power plant.
Of course.
You can't just fly over a nuclear power plant. So, despite repeated warnings from Air Operations Command, the pilot chose not to respond, just kept flying.
Whatever, man. I can fly wherever I want. This isn't America.
In response, the French Air Force dispatched a fighter jet from an Air Force base to intercept and escort him to the ground.
Get your dumb ass down on the ground now.
During the pursuit, the pilot made the decision to drop several packages from the aircraft.
So he waited until they showed up.
Yes.
And they're behind him now. They're next to him.
Yes,
they're
and he's not over a
jet.
Forest. He's over a nuclear power plant.
Right.
Dropping packages of weed,
this
hopefully.
This is taking Cocaine Bear to a whole new level, man. That stuff goes down into the coolant tower and lands on the rods.
The fighter jet then landed at a local airport, and after threatening to kill the employees at the airport.
I'll kill you all, man. What do you think about that?
The pilot then fled the scene on foot.
Just took off running. Man, he makes Walter White look like an amateur.
He really
this
does.
Guy is amazing.
This guy's so dumb. How do you think you're going to get away? You have an Air Force jet there.
Yeah. First of all, you're flying drugs across country lines,
right?
And you're like, whatever. They're telling you, I can't hear you.
I'm just going to keep flying.
And then he sees them, and he starts dropping packages out, which they can see.
And they found the packages of meth.
And he lands on the ground, and then he
threatens
away.
Them all and runs away on foot. Any story that ends with runs away on foot, I'm down with.
That's most of them, actually. Most of these guys, it seems like. Damn.
They're all not very smart.
No, it's true. It's 2 for Tuesday. We're going to do a couple from Robert Plant, starting with one you haven't heard in a few bazillion years, In the Mood on KLOS.
Just
throwing
on the sunglasses?
Yeah. I learned it from Billy, okay?
Never get tired of that song.
No, I know. It's one of those. 100%.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have had many, many conversations about cars and drivers and our pet peeves.
It doesn't make any sense in L.A. Hardly anybody's ever in a car in L.A.
It just is so prevalent, and everybody thinks it's somebody else.
Oh, yeah. It's always somebody else's
fault. That's what we're going to talk about today. Because everybody goes, oh, yeah, I hate when somebody does it. And then they go out and do something that somebody else hates.
Or worse. Yeah,
or
exactly.
Worse.
Right. Listen, I will admit, I'm not a good driver. I like driving. I love driving.
Right?
Always have. I'm not a great driver.
I really
never hit anybody. I've been hit a couple of times. I'm really good at, you know, watching people and figuring out what they're going to do.
But you're not a good driver.
I drive way too fast.
Very few people will admit that.
Yeah, I'm a pretty crappy driver.
Wow.
I'm good in that I don't cause accidents.
Right.
You know, but...
I mean, that's good.
I'm the dude that... I don't cut anybody off either, unless they're being a jerk.
Right.
I might. But, yeah, I just... I get out
gun.
Of my way.
You have your gun just in case. So you're good with that. let's tell on bad drivers.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Everybody has somebody.
I just told on myself. So
everybody has a friend that they would rather drive than get in the passenger seat with.
Yeah, no, right?
Oh, you want me to drive? No, I'll drive. I got it. No worries. Everybody knows that person.
My wife is the best driver I know, and I'm so happy that she loves to drive because she's a great driver.
Right.
But there's no one else, none of my other friends for the most part. There's a couple that were born and raised here in L.A.
Uh-huh.
They are really good drivers.
Right.
And I would ride with them anytime. Vast majority of everybody else I would not ride with, ever, because they don't know how to drive. They're just stupid. They're
but
just
you're
slow.
Bad,
They're,
too.
Yeah, but I
So how do you
get
choose
there.
You?
I don't hit anybody. I did almost run somebody off the road the other day by accident driving a U-Haul, but that's beside the point.
Driving a U-Haul, that's hard, though. That's very difficult.
I didn't see them in the rearview mirror.
Right,
be careful, people.
818-955-KLOS is our phone number, and we want you to tell us, first name only.
Yeah.
First name only.
Yeah.
Who's a terrible driver? Best case scenario, we can get their phone number and call them.
Yeah, we might talk to them. Maybe we can, you know, reach out to them and make them
and
a better
say,
driver.
Why don't you stop doing this?
So-and-so says...
We've heard in the ether.
Randomly.
We're on the street, putting our ears on the street. We know what's happening.
Yeah.
So tell on bad drivers that are your friends. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about bad drivers in Southern California. Is a national disaster.
Yeah, you know, and you know you just can't ride with them. You're going to take an Uber. You might walk.
All know one.
You might take one of them little scooter things you can get on the side rather than ride with your friend because they suck.
We all know them, and we're asking you to tell on them today. We need a first name only at 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
So this is technically a neighbor that I don't know if it still counts.
All right, that's fine.
I was literally moving my truck the other day and starting to go down a hill, and this the neighbor in the Prius starts to pull out, oblivious to, you know, anybody going down the street. So I stop to be patient and kind. So they start to continue to back out. So they're kind of doing a 3-point turn thing. So they're backing up towards me, even though they had plenty of room. And they continue backing up, and they continue backing up, and they continue backing up. And I'm sitting there like, no way this is happening. And then she goes, boom, and she barely bumps me. And I'm like, oh, wow.
Come on.
So then she pulls forward a couple feet. So I get out of my truck and I look and I can't even tell where she bumped me. I'm like, this isn't even worth my time. So I get back in my truck and I'm pulling up, you know, next to her to look to see if she's going to at least have her window down to say sorry or something. And she just has her blinders on, just looking straight ahead. And I'm just like, wow, didn't even acknowledge that you bumped me. There's no way she didn't feel it.
How do they get around in life? How do they
move on
and do the next thing?
That's my question.
Yeah.
How do they get even anywhere
right?
in life without just causing havoc?
She just freezes. Is looking forward as if nothing happened. That's so bizarre.
Nothing occurred! Right on. That's a perfect example.
That
Thanks
is,
for
yes.
calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo. What's up, buddy?
Talking about your friends that are bad drivers, first names only.
Okay, yeah. I won't say the name, but I mean, I have a really bad driver friend. Like, he'll put on GPS, his phone service there is, and he'll drive fast. And he's the type that just hits the gas like he's trying to kick something.
Right.
And then he'll slam on the brakes last minute and just, you'd be just skidding, like almost in the car in front of you. I'm like, dude, can't you like just take it easy?
That sounds like a New York cab driver. That's how they all drive.
How does he respond when you say that?
He's like screaming at me, you got us lost again. I'm like, dude, you're driving faster than the GPS. And you're driving like a crazy person. I'll never ride with him ever again. I always meet him now.
What's his first name?
First name. Gerald.
Gerald. Right on. All right. Well, thanks for outing Gerald today. Thanks. Take care. 818-955-KLOS.
Your friend is a terrible driver. Tell us about it.
Yeah, out him. We might want to call him. They've always had such a unique sound, couple in a row, on a two-for-twosie from Cheap Trick on KLOS.
We're talking about bad drivers and how much they impact us here in Southern California, and we're asking you to tell on people you know are bad drivers. You have somebody like that?
Yeah, what's going on, Kevin and Bean? I can't say her name, but it's my sister. Every car she's owned has been rear-ended on the 210 freeway. I counted 8 of them.
Maybe she likes it. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe she's down for that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I hear you, man.
What's her first name?
Nuts.
What's her first name?
My name?
Her name.
I ain't saying it.
No. Just her first name. No. Only her first name. Name only.
Her name is Karen.
No!
She's not a Karen.
No? No? She just likes to get rear-ended.
Oh, yeah. Too many times.
Right on, dude. That's awesome. Thank you. Thanks for telling on your sister.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going? Love you guys.
Thank you, man. Who do you know that's a terrible driver?
Oh, my dad. My dad's the worst. He drives way too fast. They're retired out in Palm Desert.
Can we call him? Can we call your dad?
Yeah, probably. If he answers, he's probably playing golf somewhere.
Well, why? So he actually drives fast. That's always weird when the older generation, usually it's like they're going really slow.
He's got his golf cart. He traded an old Corvette for a golf cart out there, and they were leaving a wine party, and he rolled into, he was going so fast around the corner, he's like a basketball-sized rock. Well, that catapulted him into a bigger rock. Well, that ended up on the side. My mom was pinned in.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
The fire department came out, and they got the jaws of life to cut the roof off. My dad's like, wait, hold on. My mom's in pain, laying on the floor. Her arm was pinned and got dislocated. And like I said, they were at a little wine party there, but, oh, he's the worst. And
wow.
Just drives way too fast.
Well, what's his phone number? Let's give him a call and see if we can talk to him about it.
Let's try.
Oh, all right. Let's see.
We'll take you off the air. Give us his phone number.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. All right. Sounds good.
All right. So stick around and we'll talk to this guy's dad.
We'll talk to him about his bad driving.
We'll call him out there in Palm Desert and see what the hell his problem is.
We'll do that next. We're talking about turning in people that you know who are bad drivers.
So far, everybody's been kind of paranoid about saying, oh, my friend's name. I don't want to say my friend or sis, but we got someone on the phone. Very cool. Patrick.
Patrick called and said that his dad, Terry, is a terrible driver. We called Terry during that song.
He didn't answer.
He didn't want to talk.
Went to voicemail. Well, I just went to voicemail.
But Patrick's mom.
Yes, he said we can call my mom and talk to her about her husband.
Let's talk to Edna.
Yeah. So we're calling Edna right now. Is she likely to answer a random phone call that's coming in?
She might. Yeah, she might.
Yeah.
Calling Edna now.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, is this Edna?
Yes.
Hi, this is Kevin and Sluggo at KLOS Radio. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We're good. We're talking to Patrick about your husband's driving.
Tell me you're not interested.
Well, see, now Terry doesn't want you to talk to us because he apparently rolled a golf cart you were in. Is that right, Edna?
Tell him you're not interested. Hello?
I gotta go. I'm sorry.
You know, Patrick is on the phone. Say hi, Patrick.
Hello.
All right.
Oh, she hung up.
She hung up. She really had to go.
She did.
Wow.
Your dad cut that off right at the beginning. Not going to happen.
Shut it down.
He's probably going to call me any minute right now.
I love it.
Are you and Edna going to be in trouble with Terry?
I don't know. Let me answer him. He is calling me right now.
Good luck, Patrick.
Yeah, we're going to leave you with that. We're going to leave you on your own.
Thank you.
All right, dude. Good luck.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Give me five.
What if I refuse to give 5 songs in a row? Then what?
Our theme today is can.
Cans?
Can. Just like can. Singular can.
Oh, I see. All right.
Yeah, songs with can in the title.
Oh, all right. C-A-N. What do you got? Can. Dan, you think of any? 818-955-KLOS, or you can hit us up on the tweet machine.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
You can still rock. America! America! Rangers, first up. Think of the Gimme 5 today as some sort of, I don't know, what do you call it, inspirational...
A challenge?
Yeah, you can. You can do it. You can get it done.
Songs with can in the title. KLOS, hello.
How about for the hardcore AC/DC / Bon Scott fans? Can I sit next to you, girl? Can I sit next to you?
A lot of people don't know. If you sing your request, it gets in there more often.
Yeah, that's actually much more likely to
get
played.
That's a lie.
Give me five songs with the word can in the title. Can you think of anything?
I can't think of anything.
Well, I'm glad you called. That's great, man. You know, tomorrow we're doing songs with can't in the title, so maybe you can think of one for tomorrow?
Or maybe not. Okay. You know, either way. All right, we got a tweet from Scott as creative.
Yeah.
Once we're doing songs with can in the title, uh-huh. And he wants to hear the Guess Who American Woman.
That's cheating.
I like it.
You know, anytime someone comes up with a way of cheating, I am on board. Give me five songs with can in the title.
Who could it be now? Men at Work for Sydney on Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo. And the theme is songs with can in the title. It's your turn.
Okay.
Give me five.
Five.
Now, people are really stoned today.
Songs with can in the title.
Oh, I can't take it no more.
Well, that's can't, which we're doing tomorrow. But
all right, listen, yeah. You'll still be hyped tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Call back tomorrow. Have another hit, and then call us tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Look out! What is that behind you? It's huge! It has claws! Ah!
Okay.
Got one more.
Okay.
He's like, I'm used to that thing. It's always chasing me. I can see for miles the Who on KLOS. Two in a row from Tom Petty coming up in a matter of moments on a 2 for 2-0. Right now we're smack dab in the middle of a couple from the Pumpkins. I got one that you have not heard on the radio in 20 years.
Is that right?
From the Smashing Pumpkins next, yeah.
All right.
Used to play it a lot back in the day, maybe even longer than that.
Can I tell you about a TV show you won't believe exists?
Yeah, please, yes.
Claim to Fame is the name of it.
Claim to Fame.
Yes.
Okay.
It's an American reality competition series that premiered on ABC last year.
Wow, fairly large network.
Series is hosted by a couple of the Jonas Brothers.
Okay. Yeah.
12 contestants, mm-hmm. each of whom has a famous relative.
Oh, man. Okay.
Move into a house together and are tasked with deducing which celebrity the other contestants are related to.
There's no way they don't walk into that house knowing.
While keeping their own celebrity relationship a secret.
It's not possible.
Every episode, the contestants participate in a competition. The winner is granted immunity for the round and a bonus clue about another contestant.
No.
So that
this is like a really boring whose line is it anyway? Or no, whatever. Yeah.
What's my line? So this is season 2.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, you didn't hear me. This
no.
is the second season of this
it
show.
It made it another season. Yes. American Auto got canceled, but this is still going on.
So here are the people that were on it last year.
Okay.
The sister of Keke Palmer.
Who?
The cousin of Jason Aldean, who I think is a country singer.
Who?
The granddaughter of Dean Martin.
All right.
The niece of Cindy Crawford. The sister of Simone Biles, the granddaughter of Whoopi Goldberg, and all that matters is they keep that celebrity person.
Look, I'm a great, 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 great grandson of who is that? I'm trying to think of the guy with the hat, the president,
Lincoln?
Yeah.
Okay. That was odd.
I just made that up.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So apparently last night was the first episode of the new season.
Oh.
And in the new season.
No spoilers.
Spoiler alert. I should say that. I actually should say that. Carly Reeves is the name of the girl.
Okay.
And she gets... They guess who her relative is on the very first show, and she gets booted.
Get out of here.
And she is not happy about that.
Okay, I like this. All right.
It's the niece of Tom Hanks.
Oh, Tom Hanks. I love Tom Hanks. His niece?
But remember Chet?
No.
Chet Hanks, who's the rapper? Oh, you remember Chet Hanks? Oh, my God. I have to bring in some Chet Hanks for you. Ew. This is that his niece, terrible. And yeah. This is her getting kicked off the show.
Okay.
Just like that.
Jonas Brothers.
12 has become 11.
I mean, your Tom Hanks is really your
niece.
Nephew or your uncle.
Yes.
You'd think a couple acting lessons. Those are the worst crocodile tears I've ever heard.
Oh, she's not done.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations. You are that much closer to the grand prize of $100,000.
I'd much rather watch RuPaul's
How
Drag
is
Race.
How is this a game?
Which is actually kind of entertaining.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Get some rest.
Get some rest. You're going to need it. Back to Carly.
Do a whole boy. Damn.
These freaking clothes are so freaking obvious. Freaking bench. That's a freaking poster of freaking Forrest Gump. Are you kidding me?
Why a bench?
There's literally no reference to benches on any other movie. Even Gabriel found that out. He's not even, like, smart.
You're making me want to watch it.
So there was two clues. There was a bench and then the name Forrest Gump.
I mean, that is a dead giveaway.
Yes.
Clearly, they didn't like her. They're like, get her out of here as soon as possible.
For real? That's cold.
I didn't even get to do any challenges.
How?
This is pretty great.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow, girl.
I don't deserve this. I should have more camera time. I should be here longer.
And we're only on guess off number one.
I think the right choice was made.
Yeah.
No one expected that. No one.
Wow. I mean, thinking Barry. Do you remember when she had that meltdown in the elevator and they...
Oh, yeah.
And it went viral?
That. Yeah.
That sounds like that.
That sounds fake to me.
Me too. I agree.
Like, she's
Well,
acting.
A little bit. I mean, the beginning did, but some of that at the end.
I don't know. I deserve more camera time. I guess it's just hard to imagine anybody would be that way. And this is season two.
On that show.
Did I mention that? What the hell?
What is wrong? You are telling us about how you ruined your car.
Oh, yeah. Twice in 1 week.
Wow.
How'd you do it?
Well, I had a propane blowtorch in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I dropped something on it and opened the nozzle full blast.
Oh.
And it just filled my car with propane overnight. And when I opened the car in the morning smoking a cigarette, there was a little implosion. Have you seen that video where the guy is smoking in his truck and it blows out the truck doors and all that
stuff?
No, but that sounds wonderful.
Imagine that a little bit less violent.
Really?
And, singed hair, fireball and everything, burnt kind of the inside of my car.
All right, you said twice. What was the second?
Well, I just filled my car with gas, and it broke down like 5 days after that implosion.
I wonder why.
I decided to take a 5-gallon bucket and take all my gas that I could out of it. And while I left it in the car for my buddy, and it ate through the plastic of the bin that I used, and it just drenched the whole back seat.
I think in another universe, an alternate you apparently blew yourself up in your car.
Yeah, right? It's like, it's trying to match up timelines right now. I'm saying it's a butterfly.
This is all user error, though, for sure.
A little bit.
All fuel related.
Yes, no kidding.
Wow.
So just fire and fuel twice in a week. That's all.
Right on, man.
I love fire.
Yeah,
same.
Fire. Yeah, fire is cool. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin. And Sluggo,
yes.
Foremost, you guys make my day really good.
Thank you.
You make a lot of people's day really good, so I'm speaking for a lot of people.
Thanks,
so,
man.
You talk about things that are spilt in something that happened in a car.
Yeah, you ruin the inside,
So this is 1985. I'm 11 years old. We're at a Ram Cowboy game at the Anaheim Stadium. And the whole thing was, hey, Tracy, go long. So they would throw the football, and it would just run and bounce out, and I'd get the ball, and I'd be stopping at all the tailgates, and people would be giving me food and whatever. So they kept saying, hey, go long. Well, what they were doing when they were saying go long is, if you can imagine, at a 1981 Volkswagen bus, they had a BONG.
Yeah, they were.
Sure.
100%. So... they do the go long, right? Hey, that's what they call it later. But
just to get rid of the kid?
Yeah.
So I'm coming back, and now I see cops at the VW bus. And I see the BONG on top of the bus.
Right.
So long story short, couple guys got a little simple ticket, whatever. The B-O-N-Z spilt in the cop car.
In the cop car.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've not had spilled bong water, I had one house that literally the carpet in one room was just covered in spilled bong
water.
That
seems bad.
It's nasty.
Did you blow the house up?
I should have. I could have. Right on us.
That's still ever.
Awesome, dude. Thank you for calling, man. That was
you guys
beautiful.
Rule.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
So I collect bourbon, you know, like as a hobby. And I bought this really expensive bourbon. It's like an antique collection from Buffalo Trace.
A lot of bourbon.
You're talking about bourbon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And when I came back, the cork popped open and it, you know, exploded all over the inside of my car. And so to this day, that was like about a year ago. To this day, when it gets really hot in my car, it still smells like that good juice.
That is exactly what my car did with the soy sauce. Anytime it was hot, it really smelled like soy sauce.
But does it smell good to you or no?
Oh, it smells delicious.
It would smell great, but if you get pulled over...
Yeah, true.
Your car's
I had to explain that because I actually...
Sure.
One.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, sure, yeah. It spilled in your car, right?
They took me out of the car, they breathalyzed me.
No, and
I missed out on that bourbon.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's like the worst part is you lost the bourbon. Was it expensive? Yeah. Really? You said it was really expensive.
You know your bourbon. It was a George T. Stagg. It was like a $900 bottle.
Woo, man.
$900 bottle.
Damn.
Wow. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. I won one American dollar.
Yeah, well done, dude.
Guessed four of the top 10 vintage video games from the 80s.
The arcade games, and that means you break that down into four quarters, and you can play four games.
Right? We had people shout out their friends or relatives that are terrible drivers and called one dude's mom. I'm not sure that dude's happy.
She was telling on her husband, and he was like, tell them you're not interested. Hang up now and do it.
The niece of Tom Hanks was voted off a game show called Claim to Fame and threw a huge fit, which sounded pre-rehearsed to me, but...
It was an epic hissy fit nonetheless.
It was
one that
great.
RuPaul would be proud of.
Correct.
Yeah, good. Good meltdown. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of ours.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
A couple in a row from Robert Plant wrapping up there with Burning Down One Side. That's from Pictures at 11.
We have the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We've got four tickets for you right now. We're going to close down the park on August 24th and celebrate with you if you're caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
PJ Paul Jr.
PJ. All right. You're caller 25, PJ.
Oh, nice. Thanks.
Well done. You were shutting down and taking over the park, Disney California Adventure Park, on August 24th. You got four tickets to join us on August 24th.
All righty. Thank you. Appreciate it.
We're going to have to get your parents to sign a release form letting you stay out late because we're going to be out late. Is that all right?
Okay. Yeah, we'll see what you can do if you can dig them up. Okay.
It is the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We have your tickets right now if you're caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Vanessa.
Vanessa, you're caller 25.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
Holy crap.
Take a guess. How many times do you think you've tried to win the Disney tickets?
Oh, my God. Since you guys started giving them out?
Well, you got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It's happening on August 24th. We're going to shut it down, and it's just going to be for you, Vanessa.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. I listen to you guys, Heidi Frank, the whole crew.
Nice.
I love you guys. I'm so stoked.